Blog Talk Radio.
And you're listening to the Siren Media Radio Show. Siren Media Group is a multimedia company.
They were suffering all forms of colonization, oppression, exploitation, degradation, humiliation, discrimination, and every other kind of
hate. I think there's still a lot of hope for us to progress.
We are continuing last week's topic of the complex business, social, and political street mind of Tupac Shakur.
Being shot is either going to leave you with one of the two keys, either bitter or better.
Siren Media Radio, topic today is a family secret. Incest and molestation.
It's devastating.
It's the job of the parents to protect the children.
So our topic today is, should college student athletes receive payment?
That person, the college, is making probably about $4 to $5 million a year off that person.
Siren Media Radio. So our topic today is, my baby is a gangster like me. Hereditary gang membership.
The recession is getting bad now for the whole world, but it's really been bad for poor people in America for a long time.
Because those of us who walk around free of incarceration have figured out a way to institutionalize ourselves.
As generations of poverty who didn't believe that they could rise above their class, their stature, their education level, tried to get in where they can fit in.
There have been many of our people across the country from all walks of life who have taken it upon themselves to try and pool their ideas and to come up with some kind of solution to the problem that confronts all of our people.
What's good, people? Today is Thursday, May 28th, 2015, and you're listening to the Siren Media Radio Show. I'm your host from Michigan, Dwight Rock Walker, General Manager of Siren Media Group, and joining me today, as always, she's a social worker as well as a social and political pundit from Jersey City, New Jersey. Shine Defense, a.k.a. IQ. What's good, IQ?
What's going on, Rock? It's a bittersweet night over here, isn't it, huh?
Yes, it is, absolutely. And hopefully calling in soon will be Sean Ennis, a.k.a. Wise. He's the other co-host. We're waiting on him to call in next. And as well as a couple of other people. Oh, somebody else just joined us. Who's on the line from the 201?
You already know, Dre Dawg, baby. What's happening?
What up, Dre? This is King Dre, the music producer from
yes,
Jersey. What's going on, man? Thank you for being on tonight. In case you don't know, if you've been under a rock or something like that, this is our final show. So, you know, we just have people call in. We don't even have a topic tonight, just so that y'all know. All right, IQ, we're just going to just put it out there, talk about a couple of things, and each person will get a chance to talk about a certain, you know, certain things and everything that's going on. So just real quick, if you want to join our conversation, the number is 347-215-7095. Once again, that's 347-215-7095. So basically what's happening is we are ending our reign here on Blog Talk Radio, and we're getting things prepared and aimed at owning our own radio station, which is supposed to come on starting in September. So you can catch us on the iTunes app, on iTunes, on your TuneIn radio app. It'll be Siren Media Radio, but it'll be more than just our show. Hopefully it'll be different shows on our radio station. So we are upgrading. We love Blog Talk being on here. It gave us the platform to learn, basically, and to do a lot of things. But now, you know, we're going to move on. So first off, before we get to you guys, I want to talk briefly about how we got started, all right? this really started because I had got invited to be on a show called the Hip Hop Junkie Radio Show with Kutai G. This was probably back in either 2010, early 2011. And Tai G basically had me on as a guest where I would, you know, was just giving my expertise. I don't even remember what the topic was. But I said to him, you know, my wife, she's been wanting to do a show for the longest time. And I said the platform that he was on, you know what, which is the Blog Talk platform, I said it would be great, you know, for her and her friend to get on. So eventually, you know, I talked to Tai G. He told me how to get things started and the format of the shows and this and that. And that's where the Ty and Quay radio show came from. And actually it was a big successful show. Eventually they stopped doing it, but it was very successful. We are trying to get that show back on the Siren Media Radio station as well later this fall, but we'll see what happens. So based on that, I spoke to Josh, who is the assistant manager of Siren Media Group, And I said, you know, we should do a show. And basically our show would be tech stuff. He was with it, so we sat down, we formulated a plan, came up with it. We did the show. We had one listener for the first couple of months.
Aww.
I mean, our show had no one listening to it whatsoever. We had one listener. We even had on things, Dre, you know about this. We were doing things as far as music production is concerned. We had people learning about, you know, Reason and Fruity Loops and all kinds of stuff. We had special guests on, but nobody wanted to listen. I guess they had YouTube. They didn't need us. So basically, we started venturing away from that format, and we got more into music and film and social issues. And then we noticed that everything started coming to play. We started getting more people listening to us, this and that. And then Josh had to step away to do other Siren Media things. So that opened up a whole new opportunity for someone else to come in. So I said, well, who can I get on the show, who I've had previously anyway, who can I get on the show that I know can think quick on their feet, you know, and do the right thing? And that's where IQ and Woz come in. And, you know, the thing about you guys, IQ, if you didn't know, even when you were younger, I always thought back to, you used to do these writings. This is years ago, probably about 15, 20 years ago. You used to do these writings where every time you wrote something, I would look at it and say, man, this the insight of this girl. And at the time, I think you were about, you may have been about 17, 18. 16, 17. Right, the way that she wrote was like a wise, older person. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, wow. And then when you speak to her, like, she's quick on her feet. So I said, you know what? She's on point. Now, see, Wise is a different thing. Wise has the elements of the person who's had the streets, who's been through the streets. And on the other end, he came out to be this guy who's doing his thing for the most part with his family, a great family man and this and that, but he had to go through the jungle in order to come there. So his insight, especially with the influence of his parents, his grandparents, his grandfather and this and that, his influence on life made him very unique. Also another one, quick on his feet with thinking and all kinds of stuff. So that's the reason why I chose you guys to be on the show. And believe me, it was a blessing. It was the right thing to do. And, Dre, you've heard the show from time to time.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, having them on was truly a blessing.
But now, Dre, he didn't tell you that when he introduced the idea to me and he let me know that he had this guy, Woz, coming on. I'm like, Woz? What Woz you talking about? he didn't realize Woz and I went to high school together. We overturned a couple of boulders in high school, so it really turned out to be a nice little blend right there. That was really good. It was meant to be, I guess.
Absolutely.
Right. It's funny because IQ, you know, when she was younger, she used to come to some of the shows. She'd be in the studio in the whole nine. With Woz, Woz would come to the studio, do projects with us and this and that. So it was all love. And then we bring other people on, other guests. We had special guests on. We had you, Dre, on a number of topics. And it's funny because Dre is very laid back.
Yeah.
You know, you have this laid back style about you, you know. But when it comes to, like, certain things, music production, even with social issues, even though we don't always agree on certain things, but it's your perspective that I respect. Because you're going to come at it a certain way that the audience is going to grasp to. And I think that is the good thing. That's the same thing with you, IQ, you and Wise. You know, your opinions, even though you agree on a lot of things, the way you come about it or your approach to it makes people listen. And that's why, even though people don't call in as much, but on Twitter and on Facebook, you know, people comment. You know, and that's what it's all about. They might not comment until afterwards because they're listening to it in the archives, which we've always had a problem with people just listening on the archives instead of listening live.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we just loved it. So, Dre, let me ask you this. You listening to us, what did you get out of a lot of the topics and the things that we spoke about from social issues to music production? Did it make you feel a certain way that you had someone on the radio who was – talking basically the same things that you talk from a street perspective, from you know, a regular perspective, whatever, did it give you some kind of other inclination, some kind of feeling that these guys are talking real, or did it not come across in that way? Because we never ask the people who listen to us, how do you receive us?
Right. Now, what I really like about it, it was a different, because, you know, I try to cover every perspective and draw one conclusion. But everybody had their own perspective, and I was like, you know what, I never looked at it like that. And I respect that, however I might disagree, but I respect it. And I really, really, I was like, yeah, this is a good show. You know what I'm saying? The topics is beautiful, and everybody's opinion was great. And I was like, all right. So it definitely learned from it. You know what I'm saying? The audience, they had to learn from it. And that's what I really respect about you. It wasn't not silly. You know what I'm saying? It was all serious, right. And everybody had to respect the streets and the maturity, you know what I'm saying, coming from the streets and maturing and so forth and so on. That's what I really like about it. And I always enjoyed it, you know what I'm saying?
IQ, what show would you say was your favorite show?
And get out of my head, because I'm sitting here thinking about, there's something strange about the Johnsons.
I was just thinking about the Johnsons.
Yeah, man.
You were there for that show? I was just thinking that same thing. I was thinking that, wow, you know what? That show was in case people didn't know, I really don't want to spoil what it was. And we disagreed up the wazoo. But the one thing that I got to say that, IQ, just give them a little bit of history about what that was. I know it was a long time since you've seen it, but just give them a little bit of history about what that was.
Well, if you've never seen it, it's a video that you can watch on YouTube. There's Something Strange About the Johnsons. And in this movie, you see the dynamics of a family that are way beyond dysfunctional. It goes incredibly beyond dysfunctional. But what we discussed from different perspectives was, how did it get started? Who was the reason why it continued to be this issue in the family, and what do they need to do so that it won't be this issue? And the various different perspectives from everybody was like, it's crazy, probably because everything was valid, because everybody had a different position, but based upon who you are, your position is not supposed to be exactly as the one to your left or the one to your right. Everyone had a different perspective. The only person in the movie I did not feel for was the mom.
Right.
Mom was the only one right now I don't feel for. Maybe back then I could have had a little compassion for her, but right now I have no compassion for mom. I have no compassion for mom right now. Please watch it. It's crazy.
You know, if I remember, and Dre, you remember this, the big issue it was the opening scene when the father had touched the son's face. And just based on the touch, the disagreement, if y'all remember, was the father is the one who
started.
He was doing something to the child. That was the big thing. And I said, no, he just touched his son's face. But I don't know if it was you or Wise or one of y'all. This was a big interview. We had it, and we put it up on YouTube. So you can actually listen to it on YouTube as well as the Blog Talk archives, which I think I'm going to probably listen to tonight anyway. But that was the big issue. People were saying the father initiated this, and they based it on that one scene. Well, I mean, he touched the son's face, but it was what the son was doing when the father walked in. You know, but it felt to me like the father was, you know, comforting him. But now, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know if
we was going head up about that.
And you know what?
I'll say this. And tell me what you think of this, both of y'all. From the perspective of, if it wasn't a film and it was just a father who's trying to tell his son, oh, it's all right to do that and touch his face, I would have thought it was fine. But now I'm thinking about it. Because it's film, maybe that was the hint as to what it was. Now I'm thinking you guys are probably right. That's probably what it was. What do you think?
Well, from the job, I'm looking at it from the perspective of the person that I am when I'm at work. I work with children who are disturbed. So I see it from two different sides. It could have been a child who was disturbed and who had this fixation on his dad. And yet, from the opposite side, it could have been a father who initiated these feelings within his child. You never know. You never know. But at the end of the day, I feel like the extent to which the behaviors became dysfunctional, dad should have been caught a long time before.
Right.
I don't want to give it away, but I mean, come on. Come on, son. Come on.
Come on, son. So if that's the case, like, let's go back to the mother, right? So the mother, now, when she looked through the peephole and she saw what was happening, you remember that scene.
Mm-hmm.
Did you think that she knew what was happening before that? Or when she looked through that peephole, that was the first time she saw it, and she chose at that point to just not talk about it at that moment, which honestly, well, that was a whole other thing. We'll get to that in a minute. But she just chose at that moment not to discuss it, but that was the first time she found. No, it couldn't have been. Yeah, it happened.
I think she knew what was going on, man. Because she didn't spaz or nothing. Like, come on.
I don't know. She could. You know, we have three responses. We have fight, flight, or what's the other one? Either you fight, you run, or I forget the third one. But I think her coping mechanism was running and not confronting anything. But at the end of the day, I'm a mom. I'm a grown-ass woman before I'm a mom, but I'm a mom. I see something like that going on. That's my – what? No. It would have been turned all the way out, okay? It would have been a totally different situation going on. It would have been a man-down situation. I don't know which one of the men would have been down, but it would have been a man-down situation. There's no way.
I got to tell you, that film was great on so many levels.
Just bringing it up.
You know,
look at the dialogue. Just from bringing it up. I mean, it's amazing.
It's funny that you. I'm telling you, I was thinking that had to be the best show we had did. Now we did other shows, obviously. I remember. Here's the funny thing: the highest rated show that we've ever had was what's the definition of a dirty backpacker? That was the highest rated show we've ever had.
Oh,
to this day,
I missed that
it holds
one.
The record. I don't. I'm not.
That one.
What's that?
I said you got to hit me to that one. I missed that one.
Yeah, you got to listen to it. You can listen to it in the archive. But that was the highest rated show, and that's when me and Josh were. I think that was when me and Josh were doing the show. And,
okay.
You know, dirty backpackers, the people in ciphers. You know, ramen, this and that. And we talked about what's in the dirty back. So the hip-hop shows actually had our highest rating, believe it or not. Any show that had to deal with hip-hop. We did KRS-One, where we discussed, you know, his career and this and that, and how Wiz was saying, for the most part, that even though he believes, you know, like he loves KRS-One ramen, but he was saying as far as his philosophy, you know, because he changed so much, that he doesn't follow the philosophy. And I'm being nice about it the way you said it, but that's what he was saying. So he loves the ramen, but he was talking about that. We did some great shows with social issues. Hereditary gang violence, you know, basically, hereditary gang membership, where, you know, you got a mother and father that's in the gang, they have kids that's in the gang, who have kids that's in the gang, et cetera, and we were talking about, you know, how that impacted society. What's some other ones, IQ, you remember offhand?
Did we
Dre,
discuss
you remember
that,
any as well?
Did we discuss in that show when family members are a part of different gang sets? Did we discuss that in that show?
Did we what discuss? I'm sorry?
When family members belong to different sets, different members of...
No,
I don't think
we had that show. That would have been a great show.
I think that was a part of that. I think that was dialogue that took place within that particular show, and I feel like that's something that speaks not just to what's happening in quote unquote gang violence, but just what happens with us as a people overall. You know, it's just terrible how, you know, we turn on one another. But you know, that's gonna be a whole other conversation. I'm gonna stop.
Well, you need to save that. We come back on the air and September with our new platform. Maybe something we can discuss. Dre, you remember any old shows that we did?
I can't remember the Carous one.
I think we did a music production show. We were talking about the favorite
that
producers.
Metro Section shit.
We discussed that.
We
discussed. I think we discussed gay rights from this perspective of gay marriage. That's what it was. Gay marriage. We had discussed that. IQ. You
damn,
know
I missed that one too.
Yeah, man, you missed a lot of shows, bro.
Damn.
That's all right. You can listen to it on the archive. So
I wasn't being part of that. You know how I do. Wow, but I'm gonna get y'all on the next go round, baby, for sure.
I really appreciated the show we did. Should college athletes be reimbursed?
Oh yeah,
financially.
Yeah, that was a big one, Dre. You would have liked that one, because Wise was saying yes. You said they should be, but not the same way Wise was saying. If I recall, you were saying yeah, but they get such and such. I was saying that there should be some money put to the side for them so that when they graduate, but it shouldn't be millions of dollars. But
right.
It should be some money set to the side for them, even if it's $100,000, $200,000, based on them graduating school. Because they're making millions of dollars off of them, at least give them $200,000 or something like that while they're in school. A lot of people don't make it to the majors. They don't make it, to the NBA or, the NFL, any of those. So that was a
right.
great conversation we had. We discussed that, and I think we all did come to the conclusion that doing it in that way, except for Wise, doing it in that way would be great, as far as athletes are concerned. What else? Any other ones y'all can remember offhand?
Believe it or not, I really like the show we did on militia groups and how they're growing here in this country since the presidency of Obama.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm out the loop, man.
Right. That was a whole other thing where definitely when President Obama took over, they said the militia groups went up like 70% or something like that.
Right.
Because they thought he was going to take their guns away. Even if he wanted to do that, it wasn't
they're
even
not going to let him do that. Yeah.
Just so that y'all know, I just got a text from Josh Johnson. He says, sorry I couldn't be there, but I'm blessed to have counterparts like you guys, doing the show. So that's from him. he only owns the show, But that's from him, chiming in,
right.
as far as that's concerned. I'm trying to think. So militia groups. What else? Any other ones? I should have wrote these down. Initially,
yeah.
I mean, it's on Blog Talk, and you can always go back to the archives, Siren Media Radio. I'm sorry, blogtalkradio.com/Siren Media Radio. Once again, that's blogtalkradio.com/Siren Media Radio. One word. Plug that in. It'll bring up all of our shows, every show that we did, which I think is about 200-plus shows or something like that.
Wow.
Over the course of the last 4 years. That's not bad.
One of the more lighthearted topics we hit was is there really a game to dating? I forget how exactly how we worded it, but like, is there really game involved in courtship and dating nowadays? That was one of the lighthearted ones. That was a fun one to talk about.
There was that one. What was the other one that was about dating too?
I missed that one too.
Oh, come on now.
Hey, you married now, bro, so
come
you already
on,
knew.
Come
on, son.
You
missed some good ones. We had some good ones on there. I'm trying to think. There was another one about we discussed marriage or something like that. Basically, dynamics of relationships, dynamics of households. That was a whole other thing we discussed about how to budget and all kinds of things. I think we had threw a couple of things up on Facebook to help people. That was actually a really good show because we were trying to explain just based on the dynamics of marriage or being involved with someone. We discussed animosity, how you should really try to keep that at its lowest point as much as possible. We did a lot of those different things that, I really feel that by discussing these different topics, whether it's social issues like Ferguson, at the time I think we had mentioned Ferguson, and a couple other things, that we really tried to bring perspective to people.
Right.
Our lowest rated shows were always politics, always. But
and you know
I
that's
felt,
unfortunate.
It's very unfortunate because I always felt that politics, in the way we discussed it, was from the hood's perspective, and that's why we would always put there from the hood's perspective. How does something happening in Libya affect people in the hood? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Trying to piece things together so people could understand, yo, this is what's going on. This is where your money is going. You know, you think about this. Education right now, we spend more money on education per child in, like, what, number 30-something behind everyone else? So really, where's the money going? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's different things like that, and that's what we basically tried to get people to understand. Any other topics you guys can think of? We got about 4 minutes left here. We got to start closing out in about two. So any other topics, or better yet, better than that, IQ, is there anything you want to say to the audience right now, anything in your farewell that you want to say to your audience?
Well, let me be very clear. I don't consider this a farewell. It's more like a see you later, because I don't think that this is going to be the last time that they hear my voice on radio. But let me say it's been an honor, it's been my privilege and my pleasure to be able to bring topics to your attention and to be able to engage other minds and, you know, learn some things as I'm learning everybody else, I guess you could say. Again, I don't want to hear farewell in my head because this is just the beginning. I hate that the show is going to end, but I love that the new life that you guys are bringing forward is going to blossom and bloom into so much more that this show, it was a foundation for it. So I'm looking forward to what you guys have in store for us. And I thank you so much for honoring me with the privilege to be able to be a part of this.
Pleasure is all mine. King Dre, anything you want
to
do?
No, I can't go.
You're going to be on in the fall, bro, probably hosting the show. So. Anything
can,
you
want to
say at this point right now?
I can't say nothing to top what she said. I feel the same way, pretty much. She done took everything.
Oh, come on.
All right, y'all. We're going to close out there. I just want to say that it has been a pleasure being on with you every week, every Thursday night. We look forward to even bigger and better things with these wonderful people that I work with. And we're looking forward to even having to moving on and even being better than we were before, having great resources. And thank you for joining us tonight on Cyber Media Radio. Remember, you can hit us up on Facebook at Cyber Media Radio. That's one word, S-I-R-A Media Radio. And on Twitter at Cyber Media Group. For questions and comments, you can still email us at smr@cybermedia.com. I want to thank Sean Defense, Sean Ennis, and my man, King Dre, a.k.a. Dre Bowman, for being on the radio with us tonight. God bless. Psalms 37:24. Peace out, y'all.
God bless.
Peace.